guys, it's Anna here speaking. So today I'm going to speak to you guys about something that everybody seems to say nowadays. You know, have you ever heard that phrase, listen to your heart? You know, there's even a song, you know, listen to your heart. But I'm not going to sing it because I don't want to get copyrighted. And I'm not going to put it here either. So the thing is that a lot of people think this is true. A lot of people think that it's correct to listen to your heart. But I'm here to tell you that it's not correct. And I'm going to give you reasons to why it's not correct. So first of all and foremost, people always think that's the correct thing to do. But that's not the correct thing to do. The worst thing you could do is listen to your heart. Why? Because the heart lies. Your emotions are all over the place all the time, and you won't always know when you're making the correct decisions. You can be making a bad decision. Why? Because your heart drove you to that. So it's not always that. Your actions are root from your heart and your thoughts. So you need to be careful with that. Many times people think that listening to your heart is the correct thing to do. Why? Because you feel it in your soul, you know? You feel it in your soul. You think it's correct. But sometimes it's not. And for you people out there who aren't Christians, you know, me as a Christian, I will say I am a Christian. The Bible says, you know, to not listen to your heart. It will take you to bad places. Sometimes you just can't do that. You have to think with your mind. You have to think with your mind all the time. Why? Because your heart will take you to do wrong things. Things that are not correct. I know it's hard sometimes. I know, you know, people have said before, the heart wants what it wants, you know. But has it ever been good for you? Has it honestly ever been good for you? No. It's very hard for somebody to think that everything's going to be okay when they don't use their head. Take it for example. Let's say you're in a toxic relationship, correct? You feel love for this person somehow. There's this unbreakable bond, you know, traumatic bond. And your head is telling you, you need to get out of there. You need to leave. You need to make a better life for yourself. But your heart is telling you, I love this person. I can't be away from this person. What do you think is the correct thing to do? Do you think you should listen to your heart there? No, you shouldn't. Why? Because your heart will take you to do bad things. Sometimes it'll take you to do bad decisions. Sometimes, what my piece of advice would be that you would do the opposite of what your heart tells you to do. For example, you know, let's say you're a woman and you really like this guy you just met and he invites you over to his home to sleep over. You want to so bad, you know, your heart is telling you like, oh my gosh, I really like this guy. I should really, you know, stay over. I don't think anything will happen. But that's a lie. That's a lie. And you have to think. You have to think and say, no. I'm going to do the opposite of what I want to do. Because sometimes that's the correct thing to do. So really, it's not, you know, the right thing for you to listen to your heart all the time. I'm not saying that you have to walk around without any emotions. Of course not. No. You're going to feel things. You're a human being. You know, any normal human being will feel anything. But my piece of advice is for you to think with your head first. You need to see everything around you. You need to be aware of your surroundings. You need to have your feet flat on this earth. And you need to be able to see everything. You need to be able to separate the right from the wrong. Your emotions from your head. And sometimes it's very hard to think clearly, you know, when you're in a hard situation. But I really do think that by looking at your surroundings, by actually opening your eyes, you know, and clarifying everything, sometimes it even helps to write things down. It'll really help you to, you know, make the correct decisions. So I really don't think that you should listen to your heart all the time, because it will not always take you to the correct places. So I really invite you guys to really, you know, open your eyes, to really be assertive, to really be out there, to really be analyzing any little thing you do. And for those of you who are Christian, to pray before you do anything. Because God will really help you with that. And that's really it that I have for today. I know this is short, and I know this is kind of, you know, oh, it was just a little conversation, you know, whatever. But I did this to kind of share this with you, to kind of share a piece of my mind, to kind of let you know the way that I might, you know, think a little bit. And just for it to be, you know, a casual conversation, for it to feel like we're talking, you know, speaking. And it's totally fine if you disagree with anything I say. Why? Because we all have our own thoughts. We all have you know, our little ways we want to think. We all think differently. And if you think I'm wrong, that's perfectly fine. I'm just sharing peace of my mind, and I'm letting you guys know why it's better for you guys to think with your mind rather than your heart. Because there is evil out there. But, however, I know that everybody has some good in them. And I will say that your past does not define you, just to throw that out there. But that was it for today, and I just want to thank you guys for listening to this short podcast. I really, really appreciate it. I just want to let you guys know that I'm barely starting out, so I will promise you that these will get better. I will even put little segments in here where I'm singing. Pretty sure you guys will like that. It's going to be very calm. This is going to be a very calm podcast, and for you to listen throughout your day, and for me to share things that I hear along the way too, or along my life. Things that have helped me, you know, to be calm and have a great peace of mind and to just be happy. And I just really want to share things with you guys, and I hope you guys enjoy these. And thank you for being here. I really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day, and remember to always keep trying and always keep working hard to be a better you, because every day you change and you will get to the place you want to be at.